can praise Allah Ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to continuously shower His blessings on us. In whichever way we are enjoying those blessings, those we are aware of and those we are not aware of, those we perceive, those we do not perceive, those we can count and those we can't count, and most we can't count in any case. And we ask Allah to help us to make shukr for all these blessings. There is no greater blessing upon a person than this, that he acknowledges and then renders gratitude for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bestowing upon him. Respected friends and brothers, among the blessings that Allah ta'ala has bestowed upon us, and we spoke about last week also, is that of acquiring knowledge. Knowledge. If a person is deprived of knowledge, poor chap is in the dark, as we say, he's lost. He will have no idea about anything. And this can be knowledge in all fields, in any field it might be. We need to know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you must know. Ask the people who know if you don't know. Fas'alu ahla dhikr, ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. So my respected friends and brothers, we threw light last week, as you are aware, on the very, very great importance and the need for providing dini education to our youngsters. It is an important part of us bringing them up and providing for them care and nurturing that we see to their Islamic knowledge. Very, very important. And we mentioned the need of it, the significance and the virtue and the thawab, all that is in its place. But if we fail in this duty, then like we said, we are going to be creating monsters. However, that is one aspect. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslimin. Wa fi riwayatin ala kulli muslimin aw muslimah. That to acquire deen, deen knowledge, is faraz upon every believer, male or female. So, who are these people that are supposed to be acquiring knowledge? Only the small little kids. Some of us who make our children muftis at the age of 5 and 6 and 7, mashallah, they're going to every madrasa, every maktab, learning all the surahs. Nice, very good. But then afterwards, what happens? Others, alhamdulillah, they are going, we see to the ta'aleem, they're going to maktab. Those who are coming in a Muslim school, which is a blessing of Allah Ta'ala, compared to the maktab system, which is also good, I'm not running it down. But in a maktab, the children leave by age, by grade 7. That's our experience. We've been teaching maktab for hundreds of years, so we know about it. In the Muslim school, alhamdulillah, it's an amount of Allah. They're exposed to ulama and ilmi deen on a daily basis, right up to grade 12. Blessing of, we make shukr to that also, for that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the parents, alhamdulillah, are trying in some way or the other to ensure that the children are getting ilmi deen. Afternoon madrasa or by some private apa, whatever way it was, alhamdulillah, we commend and we compliment and we make shukr and we say Allah must strengthen all of them and give them more steadfastness and sincerity in what they are doing. The question is, what about us? After grade 7, those who don't go to Muslim school, for example, or what about us who come to grade 12 and after that there's nothing else happening? What about our ilmi deen? Does this farziyat, this obligation end there? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not put an age that on the Muslims that are up to this age, after that you mashallah qualify, chutti, you can go now, you get a certificate and you know everything about the deen. No, my respected friends and brothers, it is an ongoing thing. What we need to know the reality is this, that when we have been in madrasa, we have acquired, alhamdulillah, a lot of branches. Many years ago, the elder people will tell us they didn't learn many branches of ilmi deen. They used to learn Quran, surahs and duas, and a few masail. That's what they will say. Today, you look at the different subjects that are offered in, alhamdulillah, in makatibs as well as in Muslim schools, are diverse and it's much more extensive. There's a lot of information and so forth that's been given out. The thing, my respected friends and brothers, we need to ask ourselves is that when we are out into the field, we're no longer children. And a lot of that, what has been learned many times, is forgotten totally, wholesale, gone. For some reason, the child didn't keep it up, he didn't remember it, he didn't practice it. People forget things. Or what happens sometimes is, most of it is forgotten. which is also normal because there are a lot of aspects which we heard, which have been taught, but it doesn't come into practice. Many times we say, I'm a bit rusted here. It happens, people get rusted and they say, can I just refresh? Which is good. And others totally and wholly forget everything about everything because there's no contact with the deen. Maybe they go into a field of further studies or of employment, they go into an environment, there's no deen, nothing happening, as a result of which they forget everything. And many years of their life passes in this way. Shukar Allah Pak, we've got Tabligh Jamaat. Allah keep them alive and Allah take work for them for centuries to come. They will sometime catch a fellow will join the Jamaat. And then when they have their halqas there, and then the fellow says, I have been reading Alhamdulillah for the past 60 years with a mistake. I have been reading a tahiyat with a mistake. So Alhamdulillah, their consciousness comes about. My respected friends and brothers, the point that we are making is that once our children move on to the next phase of their life, they are now in need of other knowledge that pertains to those fields of life. So Alhamdulillah, at that young age, they learned and they put into practice. Things do get forgotten. You won't believe it. Even we sometimes, not so very often, have studied in the higher fields of Islamic commerce and inheritance. And if we do not apply those masail, people don't come to us. When somebody comes, we say, but you know what, I have to go and check up. I did this masala a long time. Because we human beings, what is not applied is going to forget. And I think that can be in any field of learning, medical, wherever it might be. The point, my respected friends and brothers, is one of the most important fields which all of our children go when they grow up is the acquisition of livelihood. Have to do it. It's so important. And when we are in that field of acquisition of livelihood, the question we need to ask ourselves at that time is, how much knowledge do we have regarding the rules and regulations pertaining to livelihood, rozi, that we are bringing in? Remember, if rozi is brought in according to the Islamic teachings, it is halal rozi. And that halal rozi will give us the tawfiq of making ibadat. Haram rozi will never take a person to ibadat. It will take him away far. Even if he robs a bank and goes for umrah, he'll come back a worse person, for example. So my brothers, halal rozi will take us to ibadat, to the obedience of Allah. Halal rozi will generate good qualities and morals within us. It will bring barakah and all the other good things that are found, that are linked to halal. So it will be based on what kind of livelihood. Many times people don't even know that this particular field of livelihood I'm following, Islam doesn't even allow it. Or what are the parameters within which I'm supposed to operate a certain livelihood? What are the conditions? What are the legalities, Islamically speaking? What are the prohibitions? And so forth, and so forth. And also moral aspects, there's another whole thing on its own when it comes to seeking a livelihood. We take an example. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is just an example, I'm giving it random. The topic is not about livelihood. The topic is about the importance of us who are out of madrasa, adult education. How much of adult education are we acquiring for our important need? Not Hafiz, not Alim, not Mufti, not anything else. Basic Islamic knowledge that is now needed for us to carry on with the aspect of our life in future. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, man ba'a bay'an فَلَمْ يُنَبِّهْ عَيْبًا لَمْ يَزَلْ فِي مَقْتِ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ تَلْعَنُهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. It's a scary hadith, very frightening. Whoever sells an item that is defective and he does not inform the buyer about that defect, one is he don't know, one is he deliberately keeps it under covers and he sells it, he knows he's selling subgrade or substandard or things that are all defective, reject stuff. He is under the wrath of Allah Ta'ala and the malaika are continuously cursing such a person. Now that rozi that is acquired, if it is under the curse of Allah and the curse of the malaika, what are we going to feed our children? What ibadat are we going to be making? We have to be so 100% sure, respected friends and brothers, that whatever field of livelihood we are in, we must know about it. And we are worrying that why is it I'm making so much money but there's no barakah, I see no barakah. What is happening? Why we are not seeing anything? There's so much of problems coming in here. Somebody did something. Come check it up, give us a taweez, man. Why? Halal rozi. If it is not according to the commands of Allah, then the biggest Taoist by Jibreel alayhi salam also is not going to work. Really, it's not going to work. So we need to know about, for example, the issues pertaining to livelihood, and there are so many. There are so many. And not only knowing, one is we know the rule, and one is to understand it. A lot of times we know. Today people know a lot about everything, mashallah. We've got Sheikh, Mufti, Hazrat, Google, Sahab, and we go there, and on the internet we'll find so many things. I know, and I know, and I know. I've got a lot of information, but one is to understand it. Even the Sahaba knew a lot of things, but till Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't explain it to them. They never understood it. They had to get the understanding. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission was to teach the book, recite it, and teach hikmah. Hikmah means the explanation and the wisdom under every Quranic order and Allah's command. So Hazrat Tanwir rahmatullah alayhi says, you know, it is so important to understand what you know. To know one thing, and then to understand what you know. Hazrat Tanwir rahmatullah alayhi says, that is what will then enable a person to be able to carry out his ibadat properly, to rectify his belief system. Aqaid are sometimes under attack in so many ways nowadays. So many different people with ideologies, like you mentioned last week, and they come and they use such twisted logic. They use logic, but it is twisted, and we don't know, and we get caught in it. And they mess our whole aqidah, our belief system, and they make us believe something else about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected friends and brothers, Tanwir rahmatullah alayhi says, to understand your knowledge is the most beneficial thing. You can rectify your belief about everything. Number two, it will create in you the tawfiq, the honor, the opportunity of doing deeds. And when a person does deeds with that, inshallah, he will get salvation in the akhirah, and he will get reward, which is the greatest blessings on the face of this earth. There's nothing better. You can't put a price to getting salvation in the akhirah and getting sawab by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No money can buy sawab. So my respected friends and brothers, there's one aspect we are speaking about, knowing and understanding. After we are out of the madrasa system, how many other things affect us? Take marriage. When it comes to marital issues, there are so many things people don't know about. How to go about, what is the sunnah method, what are the wajib, what are the obligations, how a person is supposed to interact with his wife and with his in-laws, and what are the rules regarding mahar, what he mustn't say, what he must say, utterances. Sometimes people just fire divorces like a war taking place there, just one way, whole like machine gun one way, and they can't even be bothered about it. One fellow said, I must have given about 35 divorces to my wife. Wallahi al-Azim, he said this to me. 35. One fellow came and said, my wife divorced me 7 times. I said, go sleep the Sunday morning. Don't mess my sleep. Bye. So they don't know all these type of things. There are so many things in terms of intimacy. As we gave a talk, we said, don't go onto the sites to find out what the intimate aspects are. You take to some sites which are not even permissible to have in your, on your computer. So my respected brothers, all these things are another field of a person's life that he is supposed to be pursuing and learning, not becoming a mufti. When we say we want to have adult classes, the fellow, first thing they say, yeah, that's very good. You know what? I want to learn Arabic. We are talking about learning a language. Learning Arabic, mashallah, is virtuous. There's a lot of reward and there's a lot of benefit in it. But at that age, who's going to have the time to absorb all the rules and regulations? Arabic is a difficult language to learn, I can tell you that. And over and above that, the time, because of all of other commitments, people don't have time for adult classes. So my respected friends and brothers, we need to be awake and alert to this aspect that we have grown up out of the system. Is our Surah Al-Fatiha correct? You know, I want to just share something with you, anonymous. Last year, one elderly, respectable, senior person came to me and he says, I want you to test my Yasin Sharif. We're reading Yasin Khatam in the masjid, for example. I read it every day. Just check it out if it's correct. I could have cried about the way this man came with humility and the courage, the sincerity and the fikr he had. And while we were at it, he said, just take my surahs also out, please, man. I'm reading my surahs. My brothers, if somebody can do that, if everybody can do that, have the consciousness and put things right. Because these are our ibadat. If the business is not right, we can put it right. We might lose out here. Something will go wrong there. Business will have to close down. But if the akhirat is not right and the ibadat is all messed up, the Surah Al-Fatiha is not correct, what is going to happen there in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is a need for adults to revive, increase, enhance their knowledge in especially those fields that they need. All of us, mashallah, have children. There are so many things we don't know about the upbringing of our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So when we do that, it will strengthen us. It will bring us closer to the deen. It will connect us to Allah ta'ala. It will give us a sense of pride. It will give us a sense of conviction. I know what I'm doing. Alhamdulillah. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once reprimanded the sahaba. He said, why is it that some people do not teach their neighbors about deen? Why don't they teach them to develop an understanding of deen? Why don't they tell them about the consequences of the admonitory aspects of deen, of learning deen? You know, why don't they tell them how harmful it is if they don't learn the deen? Why don't they teach them about the evil effects? Why don't people teach? And why is it that people don't go and learn about the deen? Why don't they go and learn about the understanding the deen? Why don't they find out what will happen if they don't make an effort to learn the deen? And why don't they find out what are the prohibitions and the evil acts that if they carry out, how they are going to be in bad stead and under the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people have to go and people have to learn and people have to teach. And it's an ongoing thing, my respected friends and brothers. There's nothing that I know everything. There's always new issues coming up. Today, the amount of, you know, the business world, if you look at it, the amount of new practices and business structures and banking structures and all of that has come about. And we have got so much money, we want to put it in a halal way. Sometimes we don't find out, we just go do whatever we want to. We need to know, or else we are in a major problem. And then when we learn all these things, my respected friends and brothers, it also gives us an ability to support our family in the deen. We can tell them, this is wrong, this is right. Sometimes the children go, but haywire, go astray for whatever reason. If we know better, we can tell them. And we can also help our children with their madrasa work. Many, many, many years ago, when I was still in another town teaching, one elderly person came for Zohar Salah. Never see him for Zohar Salah. He said, I want to see you upstairs after namaz. I said, no problem. Upstairs, he said, I want you to teach me part one. Part one, Yassir Nal Quran. The same one we have now, but a different version of it. I say, okay, now you're so old, past your 65, why don't you learn now? She said, I forgot, I learned in madrasa. I even mentioned which maulana taught him. It's a long time, I forgot how to read. Then he started crying, he says, my son and my daughter-in-law, they go and work. And the children started madrasa. They come home with a sipara every day, dada, teach me sabak, dada, teach me sabak. Hey, he said, but dada knows nothing, man. He says, I just pretend. So what I'm going to do, he says, I'll see where your sabak is. You must keep the kitab. I'll learn from you, then I'll go, then I will teach them. It was a sad story. Maybe making somebody laugh also here, yeah? But very sad. But how this person here was in the spot where how he's going to face his grandchildren. So when we are geared up, we are continuously revising, then my respected friends and brothers, we will be ahead and we will be able to help our children out also, inshallah. Now what I'm going to say is there are Talim taking place in this masjid. MashaAllah, Jamaat brothers have a program here. We have masjid there. Tafsir every Tuesdays. Wednesdays we have this. That's not entertainment. That's not, we've got nothing else to do. Those topics that are discussed there are so important and so vital. We have tafsir in both the masjids. So important, my respected friends and brothers. And this I'm saying not because I'm looking for clients or customers. Dr. Isaac didn't tell me if more people are going to attend your class, I'm going to give you a raise per person that counts. No, no, it's not. Brothers, the pain that we have in our heart, that people are not taking advantage, what are we going to tell Allah? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us, that what are you doing about telling the people not learning the deen? So my brothers, what we are saying is, after Maghrib, we have that one hadith, alhamdulillah, the appreciation and the respect with which the brothers sit. It's not for us, for anyone to sit here, but the whole crowd sits here, mashallah, with appreciation and respect. No one walks out, no one starts reading namaz unless you've got disrespect for the hadith. But no one does that. And when we don't have it, how the brothers say, well, where's our lesson for today? And the people, how they have benefited just with that one hadith. That hadith is not entertainment. That hadith, my respected friends and brothers, is a link to us, and it's one teaspoon a day. And we learn so much. It opens up so many horizons. It's all part of our responsibility. And it's part of your responsibility to find out more and to learn. And my respected friends, do not take it lightly. Last week we spoke about the children. This week we speak about the adults. That is an important aspect for us. Juma Salah, Juma Bayan, Alhamdulillah. When we start here, how many people are here? And then others come in halfway, they don't even know what we are talking about. And others walk in after the khutbah. So what is the contact and the connection a person has with his ilm? It's not an entertainment here on a Friday, you know. This person spoke very well and he put his words across like that and mashallah and forgot about it. No, it's an education. Let us be early on a Friday. Something we'll pick up, alhamdulillah. And if it touches our heart and is the cause of us changing our life and improving our connection with Allah Ta'ala, hamari bhi akhirat ban gaye aur aapki bhi akhirat ban gaye. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq wa ma'alina illa al-balagh.